having another theory which points out that while ritualistic sacrifice is of course to be eschewed, we have to do only those actions which are prescribed by dharma. This is another theory. Not ritualistic sacrifice, but only dharmic kriyas. This is another theory. When you want to do an action, you do only those actions which are dharmic kriyas, which are prescribed in dharma. Not all actions, but only those actions which are prescribed as dharmic kriyas. This is also called another theory of karma yoga. Now this is more subtle than the first one. The first one is easier to find out because rituals are all prescribed and given. But when you are told you have to do only dharmic kriyas, then in regard to dharmic kriyas, there are many controversies, which is dharmic kriyas and which are not. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, we get several words which seem to be favoring this view. So that also we must take into account and distinguish in our mind very clearly. There is first a word which is used, Niyatam Karma. Now, Niyatam Karma is a word which means that which is prescribed. Action which is prescribed is called Niyatam Karma. And very often, Niyatam Karma is associated with Nityam Karma. That which is a daily work to be done. Nityam karma and niyatam karma, both are associated with each other. So it is argued that the kind of action that you have to do is prescribed daily work. At a later stage, you get another word in the Bhagavad Gita, and which says, dharmajam karma, you do the karma which is arising out of dharma, dharmajam karma kuru. Then there is another word which says, sahajam karma kuru, a further complication, dharmajam karma kuru and then sahajam karma. Sahajam means that it is spontaneous. That which arises from your very nature. So there is a further word, svabhava sahajam karma. You do the work which is arising out of your own svabhava. Svabhavajam, svadharmajam, sahajam karma. That also is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita also says that there is a distinction between swadharma and paradharma. And even says that even if you do an action, but not so well, but if it is your swadharma, then that is to be preferred to an action which you can do very well, but which is not according to your dharma. This is very clearly stated. The work which you can do very well, but if it is not according to your swadharma, then that is not to be accepted. You should not do that action. You should on the contrary do that action which is according to your swadharma, even though that action you may not be able to do so well. It may be my dharma, swadharma, to teach. I may be very good at cooking. We between the two, even if I cannot teach well, I must still teach. And I must avoid cooking because cooking is not my swadharma. This is the kind of meaning that we can apply to these words.